Well, we got we've been talking and we've been trying to find a place for him, but it's been real tough because he's been on the IR. And so we were able to come to a deal with Portland for a 94 forward that's playing in BC Junior League in Nanaimo. Adam Smith is a 94 big forward that's, you know, hopefully we can fit into a player for the future for us. So I think the deal is good deal for Wagner. It's going to give him a chance to play on a really good team that has a lot of potential to maybe win a championship this year and keep his career moving.
So how did the decision go when it came down to figuring out which guys you were going to keep and which guys you were going to move?
Well, Wagner is, you know, he's had so many injuries, so it's, you know, when you have a 20-year-old, you got to really depend on him. And unfortunately for Wagner, is, you know, it's an injury situation, and in our rebuilding mode, what we're doing with our team, and to depend on a guy was very tough. We like everything about Wagner, as a lot of people do, and if he could stay healthy, we'd welcome on our team any day. I really like coaching the guy. He really fits in. He's the foundation that he's laid in Swift Current is really good, and it's really very positive. But, you know, it was just hard to keep a guy that, you know, can't stay in the lineup. And, you know, and to find him a place to play, it was hard to do. And he still can't play yet. He's still on the IR. He won't be able to come off until November 12th. And so hopefully everything goes well. He's going to go and practice with Portland, and he's got to pass his physical also, so he's got to stay healthy.
So is the deal contingent on him passing the physical?
Yeah, he's got to pass the physical, and, you know, he looks good right now. He's healthy, he's skating, so we don't expect that to hinder anything, and we're hoping it doesn't, because it's a great opportunity for him to go to Portland, and, you know, we like this young player that's coming to our team, and hopefully he'll be a player for the future for us.
So is Smith the guy that you're going to leave where he is for now and maybe have a look at him, your scouts will have a look at him, and you'll see him in training camp next year kind of thing?
No, we're going to bring him in. He's a big player that plays a pretty rough game. You know, we want to get him up to speed with our team and see what he can do.
So he's coming to the team to join you as of this weekend?
Yeah, he'll be on his way tomorrow at some point.
So you say he's a rough and tumble kind of guy, sort of a gritty player that can bring some energy to the third, fourth line kind of player?
Yeah, you know, that's what he was in Portland. He's a big guy that likes to take the body, and, you know, they expect him to be he's more of a grinder-type player. He doesn't have a lot of stats, but the potential's there. And like I say, he's work in progress, and he's going to be a project, but, you know, that's the situation we're in, where, you know, we have to build, and we want to build the right way. His size and his attitude is something that we looked into, and hopefully he fits in well with us.
And all that said as well, I imagine it would have been hard to deal away guys like Taylor Vaz and Brad Hoban, who right now have been such a huge part of the production you're getting and a huge part of your penalty kill, your power play. They've been in the mix for almost every positive that you've had so far this year.
Well, they're good players, and as Wagner is and as Petal was, but they're all different types of players, and Vaz and Hoban they're offensive players that you know, that every team in this league would want, and, you know, and we need those type of players. We need their offense, we need their leadership, we need their special skills in the penalty killing and power play, and all those guys, all our overages that we had this year, they're all special guys that have really done well in Swift Current, and they got leadership qualities in different areas, but they're all different types of players, and we feel that we have more of the other grinder type players that we're bringing along, and we need that skill right now.
You also acquired a veteran defenseman, Eric Fleming, from Seattle. Tell me how that deal came about.
Well, it was, you know, when we sent Zinkin back, and Evans is on the IR, so we needed to get somebody in there. We, you know, we didn't want to go and get an overage. We couldn't go get an overage guy, and we wanted someone with experience that could play any given role at any given time. If guys aren't playing good, you know, he can go into the lineup, and he's been around. So we think it's a perfect fit for us right now. Now we'll have 7D here, and we'll bring him in, and and see how he is, and hopefully he plays well. Like, once you have these players around, you know, the best players are going to play. And he's a 92, so he's he could be around for a couple years also.
Is that an indication as well that Evans is quite a while away from returning, that you had to make a move to create competition on the roster and in case of injury and that kind of thing?
Well, we just need to be proactive and not put ourselves in a hole in case anything does happen, and it kind of fell on our plate, and so we had to react to it. You know, we don't know how long Evans is going to be out, and hopefully he's not out that long. And if Evans comes back, the quicker he comes back, the better for us, and then that just makes our defense all the better.
And gives you options as well when you have depth at the position, I imagine.
Yeah, then you have the internal fight for ice time, and that's healthy, and you gain assets. And if good players are always assets, if you go out there and you play good, someone else is going to want you, or the team that you're on is going to keep you. So that's what we're trying to do. We want to have that healthy competition. We have a great attitude on our team right now. Our team plays hard. I'm really happy with the practices and how prepared they're coming to play every day. The leadership is going really good. The emergence of Lowry and Scarlett has been so positive in the leadership department. And there's a lot of good things going on our team.
So Fleming, I just look at his stats. I see he's not necessarily a point producer. So are we expecting more of a physical defensive defenseman type? He's got over 150 games of experience, so certainly knows his way around the league.
He knows his way around the league. He's not a physical or an offensive type player. I think he's just a good player that just keeps that can fill in any situation. He's been through it all. He fell out of favor. He had some injury problems earlier this year that his ball cleaned up, and there's guys ahead of him out in Seattle which left him available. So the timing was right for us, and we're very happy to have him.
Do you expect any of the new guys to be in the lineup this weekend?
Well, they're both driving, so I really don't expect. We'd like to give them a couple practices. It's hard to throw a guy in the lineup right away, and nice to get to know your teammates, get to know the system a little bit, get to know how everything's run. But you never know. You know, it's this game, things happen quick, and you might see them both or you might not see them at all.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Okay. No problem.